The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, he should get married, Bisha'at Tova Muslahat, and Zechut of the Limud that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of Nachat, Shalom Bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the Berachot. Amen. Daf Yud. Today's Daf is being started in Nishmat Avram ben Esther. Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna, Ruach Hashem Tenehem ben Eden. Amen. Laslachat Yaakov ben Yosef. We begin today's Daf on Tet Amud Bet. We are up to the words Amar of Asheh. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Let's just review the sugya that we're in. We had a statement of Rav Huna. Case was, you had an animal, it was slaughtered properly, and then a wolf came and grabbed the intestines, and there was a bite mark in it. In front of us now, we see the bite mark. We don't know if it was a new bite mark, a hole in it. If it's a new hole, so then the animal is okay. That means it was slaughtered correctly and the bite mark took place after. Or do you say no, the hole was there originally. And the wolves, they bit the exact spot where the hole was, and therefore it was a problem. It's a no good. It's a terefa. So Rav Huna said, no, you don't have to suspect that. You could say that it was a new puncture, and therefore the animal has a hazakah that it was slaughtered correctly, and everything is fine. So they asked against Rav Huna, you're telling me that you go lenient, but you see in another case, in the case of where you had a bird, and the bird was pecking at a certain te'enah fig, and made a hole in it. So you know what over there it says, you have to suspect that maybe that hole in the fig was there already from a snake, and the snake put its venom in that fig, and therefore you can't eat it. So over there you assume what? That is the same hole that was there originally. So Rav Huna's basic answer is that sakana. Sakana, we're more strict. And therefore, you know, when it comes to this, life and death, sakana, if he eats, he's going to die. Then we already go more strict. When it comes to this Isur situation over here, you can rely on the Hazakah, and you're okay. But I went back and forth with some questions, and I answered the questions. So now Rav Asher begins today's Daf. We're trying to bring a proof to this concept, that you see, we're more strict by Sakana, than we are by Isur. And here we begin. Amar Rav Asher, Tashema Siluchit. Okay, you have a Siluchit, a jug filled with water, Mayim Hayim, to be used for the Parah Aduma ceremony. Okay, we call those waters Mehatat. So it's filled over there. Very good. Shiniha Megula. You left it on the place over there, the table. Megula, uncovered in a certain spot. Uba Umsa'a Mechusa. The guy came and he found the Siluchit was covered. This doesn't happen by itself. Somebody must have came and covered the mehatat. Question is, if the guy who did that was tameh, so now you metameh the mayim, and now you cannot use them. So the Gemara says teme'ah. We assume the worst. She'ani omer adam tameh nichnas lesham mechisa. I say that a man that was tameh came along and he covered the mehatat, and therefore it's going to be metameh. The waters themselves are going to be tameh. Tameh means not only do they become unfit, but they have the ability to metameh other things. Pasul means they're pasul for themselves, but that doesn't go further. Tameh means they're no good, and they have to metameh foodstuff, mochlin, umashkin. Okay. Now we go to the next case. Hiniha mechusa, reverse case. Let's say you left the siluhit covered. Uba umsa'a migula. And now you found the cover was off. And then you don't assume that a person is going to come to uncover it. If anything, they come to cover the mechatat. Not to kind of uncover it. So who do you assume did it? Im yechula hulda lishtot memena. If a weasel is able to drink from it, meaning it's in a low place where a weasel is able to get to it, or nahash, or snake. According to Rabban Gamliel, that holds that what? That even a snake that drinks from the mehatat is pasul, or shiyarat batal balayla, or the dew that comes out at night fell into the mayim hayim. We have a safek that maybe there was dew that came out down that night on the waters. Pesula. In those cases, it's going to be pesula. What's the reason why it's pesula in that case? So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, let's start from the beginning of Rashi. Siluchit. Still in the short lines. Siluchit. Shimalu amayim chayim lemechatat. You filled it up with the waters of the paraduma. Va'adayin lo netkaddishu be'efer. You didn't put the ashes in yet. The im netkaddishu teme'a. Once you put the ashes in, so then already, for sure, it's going to be teme'a. Diktani lemay. Il efsulin leti pesuel letemua harini belavachi mechatam etemefil b'masa. Exactly. Once you put the ashes in, they metame anyway. Just like when the guy who's using the paraduma gets tame, the guy who's executing it. Once you put the ashes in, for sure these waters have ability to metame others. We're talking about where you didn't put the ashes in yet, and you just have the waters in the keli itself. Next Rashi, teme'a. Umetame'im oklin umashkin. Like we metame foodstuffs, because you get the pesula the kiddush, and certainly it's going to be pasu for itself, you cannot use it. We treat the paraduma with great levels of tahara, and therefore you have to suspect these things happen. Therefore, you have to treat it with humrah. Let's say you was covered, and then you found it uncovered. So the Gemara said, if a weasel can reach it, that none. All the shiratzim that drink from the mechatat are not going to be posseded. Chutz min ha-chulda. But chulda will. A weasel, yes. Why? Mepenesh shehi, skip the parentheses, maki'ah. It slurps the water in its mouth, and then it spits it back out. And therefore, v'chola meki posed. Anybody that spits back into the water is posed. Do'id v'frishu mehen nishtot, harin na'asa mehen melacha. V'nifsilu. Which means it's a work was done with this water now. Was used water. Ukshimashmakiot postot tarishonot. Teme hatat nifsilu bimelacha achedet. Okay, which means once already they drank from it and the water goes in their mouth, so it was like he worked, and then he spits it back in, so therefore the waters become pesulim. V'it detalu tama mishum demayim chayim ba'inan. And some say it's a different reason. The pasuk says, mayim chayim el keli. Which means you're not allowed to switch it into a different keli. Once you fill it into one keli, you're not allowed to switch to Mayim Chayim in the keli. Once he puts it in his mouth, it's like going from one keli to another keli. You change your keli. Now she likes an interpretation. He says, v'hagunu. I heard this explanation and it's hagun. In any event, it's pasu on the chodadju, either because he puts it in his mouth and spits it back in, or because it's like it's changing kelim, and you don't have to change the kelim in the waters. Okay. Im yichula chola l'shtot, she'en talui ba'avir. Meaning it's not suspended in the air. If it was suspended in the air, the chola can't get to it. So you have no problem. Or nachash, the rabbi gibesh, af nachash kechola. He owes nachash the same thing. It slurps and spits it back in. Okay, or shiarat batal balayl, or the dew came at night. Derek tal lidit balayl. It's the way of the tal to come down at night. Pisula, delav ma'im chayim ninu, ava betumah lo mesafkin ala v'ena metamah harini. Which means in that case, we say it's going to be pasul, but not that it's going to have the ability to metameh others. It's less of an answer. So the first case, when Adam touches it, that's tameh, it's tameh. Tameh to posel others. But in the case where the chulda went in, it's pasul, but not enough to metameh others. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mata'am. What's the reason? Look at Rashi. Bottom line. What do you mean Mata'am? Mata'am lo haishin an shema adam tame gila otav tame achelim. Why in the sefa, when you see it's uncovered, Why don't you suspect that a man came and uncovered it, and therefore it's going to be tameh others? Just like in the Resha. You said when you see it's covered, oh, maybe a guy that's tameh came along and covered it, therefore we suspect the worst. So why in the Sefa also suspect the worst? So the answer is, v'peneh, shedarkan shedatsim legalot, ve'en darkan lechasot. Okay, so that's the Gemara's answer. That it's the derech of shedatsim to uncover these jugs, ve'en darkan lechasot. It's not the derech for them to cover. So when you see it covered, you don't assume shedits. Then you got to assume it's a man. Now you have a 50-50 sefek. Was the man tahor? Was the man tameh? 50-50, you have to go la'achmir. In this case over here, in the sefa, you found it covered. Now, it's not the derech for... Or could be a man... In the sefa, you found it uncovered. So now... The question is, why do we suspect that it's not tameh? Why do we say it's only pasul? So look at Rashi. The shedarkan shel shedatsim negalot. The way the shedatsim to uncover. Now, agav the adam nami darkon negalot. Be a man also. For sure, a man can uncover something. Ika lemitle be adam tahor. Look at the options here. Well, could be the man was tahor. Maybe he was a man. But on the man's side, you have two sefekot. Could be adam tahor, adam tameh. So that's 50-50. Ubishiratzim. Now, if it's a sheretz, so sheretz already is also going to be what? Sheretz is a problem. L'tahir uba adam tameh l'tameh talina batar uba l'tahir. You'll have majority over here to say it's tahor. How will you have majority over here? So he says, b'resha shaitat siluchin megule, when you found it covered. It's not the way of shenatzim. So take shenatzim out of the calculation. It's just men. Men, either we use tahor or tameh, 50-50, you have to suspect the worst. However, in the sefa, mekivan shederech shenatzim legalot, ve'af im adam ushigil, even if it's the man that did it, yitachin shetahor haya. Holchim achar harov letaher. You're going to go after the majority of options that it's tahor. Ve'en o sheshim she'adam tameh ushigila. You're not going to suspect that adam tameh Gila, which is, could be it was Adam Tahor, and could be it was a Shirt. If it's a Shirt, it's just Pasul. It doesn't make it Tameh. So if it's two out of three options are okay in this situation. You understand, when you find it uncovered, it's a man is either Tameh or not. Or it's a Shirt. Shirt also not going to make it Tameh, or make it Pasul. So therefore, you have two out of the three options are okay, so therefore we just say Pasul. Iname, another reason. Tamab, dehiniha megula ba mitzah mechuseh, Mechuseh uba mitzah meguleh. We make a diuk like this. The whole reason is because you left it uncovered and you found it covered, or you left it covered and you found it. Then we say we treat it beisud. However, you saw it like you left it. You left it uncovered and it was still uncovered, all covered, and so on and so forth. Lo tumah ika velo pesulah ika. Right, you don't treat it anything. It's not tameh, it's not pasul. We keep it the status quo. Ve'ilu sefek mayim megulim asurim. But if you have mayim megulim and you have a sefek, if anything happened, we say that it's isur. Shma mina hamira saketa mesura shma mina. So look at the proof over here. The proof that they're trying to bring is, if you have sefek water, let's say, you don't know if it was left overnight or not left overnight, asur sefek sekana. Even though in this case over here, where it was left, the mime of the Parah Aduma was left, and you don't know if anything happened it or not, you say, no, nothing, unless you see a change. Unless you see it was covered to uncovered, or uncovered to covered, then already you have to start suspecting. But when it comes to Sakana, and you have a Safek, you treat it more severely. So the rabbi is just bringing a Raya Rabashe, that when it comes to Sakana, we're more strict than Isur. Look at Ashina. Look at the Rashi. Ve'en darkan lechasot. It's not the way of shiratzim to cover. Hilkach resha lekalimete b'shiratzim. In the resha, there's no shiratzim. V'temeim v'teurim shkichai. So you have to hold people, you have to make people. V'ayshin al temeim. Alma, here's the proof. B'mide de'isura talinan batar ruba. That's the point. When it comes to isur, you go after the majority. That means in the Nesha, you went after the majority because in the Sefa, you went after the majority because the majority situations are Taor. The Sheretz is going to touch it, it's not going to be handability to Mitameh. And if a man who's Taor touches it, doesn't have to be to Mitameh. So two out of the three options don't give too much. So you see why you go after the majority. You're going to be lenient. Inameh, continues explaining the Gemara Rashi, Tamad in Yaham, Mikulam Sam Kusam Kusam Sam Kule, Ham it's Akimoshi Niham. If you left it, the Diuk, if you left it status quo, Lo Tum A Ika Vesula Ika, Yusafek Mamigulim, Asurim Gazina. The Alpha Gabdi Kalemar, Adam Neklas Lesham Shigila Ota. What do you mean? Maybe I can come along and say that a person came along and uncovered it. Ushar Shiratim Gilu Ota Shem Behem Sakana. Now, which is when you have a case over here of the idu safek mayim migulim asurim gazina. Now you have safek mayim migulim. Now I could come along and say mayim migulim. First of all, could be a man uncovered it. If a man uncovered the waters, be no problem. By sakana case, you have a safek. It's migulim. I don't know. And maybe it was an animal that did it, but maybe it was an animal that's not poisonous. So then we have two options that are okay. You only have one sefek, maybe it was a snake. And still you say, why do you suspect? Snake. Oh, so you see, where is when it comes to paraduma, you go, lakel. Not over here, when it comes to sakana, you go, lama. So you see what? Sometimes, bisakana, we're more ma'abi than isur. I forgot, he called me, Adam, the Chaz, the Shom, the Gidah, the Shom, 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 Okay. That's the simple way of learning this Gemara. That's the simple pshat of the Gemara, the way we understand it. It brings a clear proof that by paraduma we go lahakel in a sefer case. And by sakana, the same situation, we're going to go lahmir. So then Rav Huna's right. That was Rav Huna's whole chiddush. Lashi, the next Lashi, has a totally different way of learning the Gemara. I'll tell it to you outside. He rejects it, but he says it cannot be the pshat. He says like this. The Gemara wrote about the case of the Parah Aduma, Im yichulda chulda lishtot memena pesula. Remember it said? If you found it uncovered, if Chulda can get to it, it's Pesula. Now, it didn't say Timea. As we know, so in the case of the Shedet, it uses the word Pesula. Afa bi she'achen Timeahi. Oh. So Rashi in the second chapter says, really in the second case also, it's going to be Timea. Gam besefa. The reason why it said the word Pesula, not the word Timea. לשמיענו שרוששים ששרת שאתה מהם, because we have to suspect the שרת שרק, כדי שנלמד מזה לאיסור גילוי מים שנתקלו משום סכנת נפשות, שמה שאתה מהם נחש, ומכאן שחמורה סכנה מאיסור, שיעדיף אתה את כל לשון שמשמע מנה האיסור של סכנה, which means, in the Sefer, the reason why I use the word פסולה, because פסולה is the point of סכנה, which is, even though it's תמאה in the Sefer also, when you found it uncovered, it's really sakana. Maybe a snake came and put its venom in there. So it's sakana anyway to use this water. But it used the lashon pesula. It didn't use the word teme'ah, which teme'ah would imply that it's sakana, which is a hard thing to explain why teme'ah implies sakana. So that's one of Nashi's questions. So the fact that in the sefa it used the word pesula and it did not use the word which means, by saying Pesula, I can make the erroneous assumption that it's not Tameh. But the Braita rather tell me the seriousness of the Pesula, even though I might make a mistake and think it's not Tameh, because it will be Tameh. But it wrote the word Pesula, to show you Hamina Sakata Mesura. And it didn't say the word Temeah, it was Tuzeh. Okay, so therefore you see what? That Isur is more, that Tuma is more strict than Isur. From the language. Again, Rashi's main question is going to be on that. Since when is the word Pesula in this context mean Pesula in Sakana? We're not talking about Sakana. This is right. This is right. This is talking about the Paraduma, He says that she has drinking. That's the first question he asks. And not only that, but it can't be Pesulah Sakana, because in the Braita over there it talks about a weasel as well. A weasel or a snake. Now a weasel doesn't put Sakana. So that explanation of the word Pesulah is not going to fit in the situation of a weasel. And not only that, why couldn't, if the Braita is right according to this explanation, why couldn't the Braita say two things? Why couldn't the Braita say, which means it should have told me both things. Why? Tell me, it's pesulah v'gam teme'ah. Why would he just say the word pesulah so I can make an error? Braita wouldn't do that. In any event, we go with the first pshat, which is a simple pshat. That why? When it comes to isul, why put out umah? In the same thought, we go after the majority of situations. The majority of situations tell me that it's not teme'ah, and therefore I say it's okay. Oh, so why is it pesulah? Oh, it's pesulah because it was used. Because if it drank from it, then it's used already, or the keli moved. Okay, no problem. So it's pesulah. Can't use it, but it's not going to exude tumah. Okay, fine. Even though there's one option that maybe it is teme'ah, we don't go with it. But when it comes to safek tumah, you don't know if it's miguneh or not. So maybe a snake can't put its venom in it, and therefore we say it's going to be a pasul. That's going to be a sakana. So you see that sakana is more severe. Okay, that's the proof. So Rabbi Huna is right. Now we go back into this law of miguneh. Tananata. Gimel mashkim asurim mishum gilu. Okay, there are three beverages that are asur if you leave them uncovered. Mayim, water, yayin, v'hala. Okay. What's that? Water, wine, and milk. Kama yishuv yu asurim. How long do you have to leave them uncovered for them to be asur? Kedesh yitzeh rehash makom karov v'yishteh. Okay. Long enough time that the creature, the snake, let's say, can crawl from a close place, get in there and drink. Now that's vague still. They come makom karov. What's makom karov? Down the block? Or how long? What's makom karov? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yehuda, kedesh sheyitzeh mitachat ozen kli v'yishteh. Oh, it says the amount of time that it takes to come from under the handle of the keli. It says there's a snake hiding in the handle of the keli. That's really karov. To go from, how long time to go from the cup and go into the cup and drink? That amount of time. Now, it doesn't say in the Gemara and the amount of time that it takes to get back. So according to this, by the time you get to the keli, you're going to see the snake inside. So if you see the snake inside, well, what's the question? So the Gemara says, V'yishteh ha-kahazile. Jeez, when you get to the keli, if you don't see the snake there, that means it didn't come out. If you give me the distance of time, you walked away, let's say the time is the snake to get from the ear of the keli inside and drink takes 6 seconds. So if you come back at 6 seconds and you don't see anything there, that means he didn't come out and drink. So therefore, drink, there's no problem. So it's got to be the amount of time that it takes the snake to drink and go back to its hole. Oh, then when you come back and you don't see anything there, you suspect that maybe he went and he came back. Okay. Beautiful. Now we go back to the laws of Shechita. Itmar Hashochet B'sakin V'nimset Peguma. Oh, big halacha. Guy slaughtered the animal. After he slaughters the animal, he looks at his knife, and the knife is no good. The knife is pagum. Oh, too good. He checked the knife before. The knife was good before, like the halacha says. And he slaughtered. Now the question is, when did this happen that it became pagum? During the shechita, then it's a problem. After the shechita, at least this animal's okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna." This is a big chiddush of Rav Huna. Afilu shiber ba'atzamot kol hayom pesula. Even if subsequently, after he finished the first shechita, he was chopping wood with it the whole day, where then you can clearly say, well, for sure it became pagu from the wood. No. Aishinan shema be'or nifkema. We suspect that maybe when initially he was making the cut in the animal through the flesh of the animal, the flesh caused the knife to get pasul, and therefore pagum, and therefore the animal that he slaughtered, that was no good. Nehmir. I mean, the pagam happened before the shaita was done. As he was breaking through the flesh of the animal, through the skin of the animal. Yeah, it has to be. Okay. You check the knife like the halacha says. But could be, once he made contact with the flesh, it became pasul. Even though you have a good reason to say, nah, the guy was banging wood with it after. So for sure, happened for that. No, you have to be ma'mir. Rav Hasda goes to the polar opposite. But Rav Hasda amar kishira. He says, kishira. Shema be'etzim nifkima. Maybe it became pagum from the etzim, from the bone, which means the skin didn't do anything. He slaughtered it perfect. But he went a little deeper. So after he cut the signs, behind the signs is like a bone of the neck, and it ticked the neck, and then we came pasulita. So the animal was kosher. Okay. Yes, it has to be checked before.
So
the whole is, because when you make shechita, you have the or, the skin of the animal. So Ravuna says could be once he came in contact, it became nicked the knife at that point. So by the time he got to the simanim, already it was pagum already, and therefore the animals terifah. Even though you were banging wood after that the whole day, I said maybe it happened here. Maybe it happened before the shaita. See, I could check it. It could be kashid here, but once you come in contact, it become pagum. But Rav Hasda says no, you're not going to suspect that. Even though there's no more reason to think that it became pagum on the bone at the end than on the flesh in the beginning, but Rav Hasda is lenient. So you know what? He assumed that no, the shaita was good on contact, good on the simanim, and after took big nafkamina according to Rav Hasda, he's going to eat the animal. And Rav Hasda said, you can't eat the animal. That's the obvious nafkamina. And continue the Gemara. Gemara says, Rav Hasda amar kishira shema be'ezim nafkam bishna amar Rav Huna kishmate, which is according to Rav Huna. Ravuna is following his halakha. What is his halakha? Which means, remember we learned on yesterday's daf, all goes with hazakot. The animal, as long as it's alive, has hazkat isur. Remember we learned the animal when it's alive, its status is isur, because even in a high, let's say, or according to sport, it's not slaughtered. In a shechuta. That's the hazaka. You want to take it out of that hazaka, so you have to know that it was slaughtered properly, taken out of the hazakah. Until you know what's going on, you put it back on the hazakah. I have a safek now. When did this knife become pagum? Did it become pagum on the skin? Did it become pagum after? So you don't know. Put it back on the hazakah. The hazakah started with hazkat isur. Good. So Rav Huna is kishmaten. Rav Huna is consistent with what he said yesterday, that put the behemah on hazkat isur. However, Elah Rav Hasda, my ta'ama. What's the reason according to Rav Hasda? So Amar Lecha Etzim Vaday Pogim or Safek Pogim Safek Lo Pogim Havi Safek VeVaday VeEn Safek Motzi Midi Vaday. He has an interesting shita Rav Hasda. Both the or and the bone in the back have ability to pogim. The or but is soft. Safek, yes, safek pogim, safek no pogim. But for sure, if he clicked the back, the bone, for sure the bone is pogim. So I have a safek and a vadai. This is safek pogim, this is vadai pogim. So I'm not going to put it on the safek. I'll say, if I have a choice between a safek and a vadai, put it where the vadai is, and therefore say it happened after. Okay.
You don't know if you nicked the bone, for sure.
You don't know if you nicked the or either.
Of course you do. You have to cut through the skin.
No, but that doesn't definitely pogim.
I understand that.
So which means, so I'd rather assume a case where that you nicked it and it became a vadai. I hear your point. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, straightforward. We read it. Mativ Rava. L'siyu'a l'Rav Huna. Okay, now we're going to bring a ra'aya. Ra'aya for Rav Huna, question against Rav Hasda. Guy went to the mikveh. Interesting proof here. Taval, the ala, the nimsa alav davar chotzitz. Came out of the mikveh, he's got a chotzitz on his body, something on his body, interference on his body. Afal pishin et asek beoto hamin kol hayom kudo. Let's say he found, I don't know, let's say ink on his body. Okay, the ink is a chotzitz. Comes out of the mikveh. Now, even though after he came out of the mikveh, the whole day he was working with ink. So it's very fair to say that he went into the mikveh. Okay. And the ink, he was working with ink the whole day. It came after. Doesn't matter, it says. Lo alta lo tevila. Ad shiomar bari li sheyo ala alai kodem lechin. Which means until he can say bibirur, I know for a fact it wasn't on me beforehand. So who's that a proof to? That's like Rav Huna. That the animal is going to be terefa. Why? Because I'm going to say that maybe the pagum happened on the or, even though he was chopping wood the rest of the day, it doesn't matter. Gemara says, Va'acha. Here's the question against the Pasta. The Vadai Tabal. For sure he went to the mikveh. That's the Vadai. He dipped. Safek Hava Aleh. Safek Lo Hava Aleh. And what are we doing? We're taking the Safek over the Vadai. The Ka'ate Safek. Vadai. That's the question against Rav Hasda. Rav Hasda came along and said, no, when you have a Safek and a Vadai, you go with the Vadai. Oh, there's a Safek. The Eitzim is a Vadai. Go with the Vadai. Oh, you hear Rav Hasda? How do you answer this case then? Vadai went into the Mikveh. Vadai went for Tahara. Safek, maybe the Hatitza was on him or not. What are we going to say? But I'm on the safik. The Gemara is going to ask all your questions. The Gemara is going to ask all your questions. Shani hatam. It's over there. It's different. The ikal lememar ha'ameh tameh al hiskato. Wait, over here. What's the status of the guy? The guy's status was tameh. Hazaka was isur. Ve'ema lo taval. And therefore, I'm going to say the tevila was no good. Until you can tell me what the tevila was, but the hazaka is isur. She's the Gemara's answer. No, but it's Haskat Isur. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Hakanameh ha'amed behema al haskata. I'm sorry to tell you. Here also, by the animal case, also has a Haskat Isur. Ve'ema lo nishkata. So therefore, you're asking on Rav Hasda. Oh, you see Rav Hasda? Over there, for sure he went into the mikveh. Safik he had the hatzitza. We say what? We say you have to worry about the safik. Oh, what about the case of the Shemin and the Sekim Pagum? So the Gemara answers, that's over there, Mikveh is different. You know why we go Mahmid by Mikveh? Because he had a Haskat Isur. Wait, we had the same Haskat Isur by the Behemah also. So the Gemara says, Hare Shehuta Lefanecha. Which means, what are you talking about? You see that it was slaughtered. So what do you tell me has a Haskat Isur? You see now, it's slaughtered in front of you. So the Gemara says, "Hakaname hare tabu lefanecha." What do you mean? So the guy's also being dipped in front of you. I mean, the guy dipped. He came out of the mikveh. The Gemara says, "Ha it yaldam bareuta." No, but by the case of the mikveh, now there's a hatzitza on him. That's why we have a problem. So therefore, even though he came out of the mikveh, we're questioning if the dipping was good. Wait, hakaname yaldam bareuta. Well, here also, after he did the shechita, we have a problem with the knife. So the main answer, the Gemara answers, Sakin itra'ai, behema lo itra'ai. The problem is not in the animal, it's in the knife. And therefore, that's the difference according to Rav Hasda. In the case of the mikveh, you know why you have to be mahmir? Because the safik is in the guy. The guy himself went into the mikveh, we have a problem on his body, there's a atzitza. Oh, when the safik is on the guy itself, you have to be concerned. Here, there's no safek in the animal. The animal had a chaskat isur. And you made the shechita like you're supposed to make the shechita. And everything is fine. We don't have a safek in the animal. We have a safek in the outside situation, the knife that we use. Also, Rav Hasda didn't tell me, a safek in the knife is not going to bother me on the animal. That's going to be the big chidush of Rav Hasda to make the chiluk between mikveh and every animal. One's in the guy and one is in the knife. Now, Tirutza Gemara Kashe Ksat Lahavi. Tosfot has a problem with this answer of the Gemara. Mali it yelid ri'utav v'sakin, mali it yelid ri'utav v'behema. I understand the chiluk, but why is it a chiluk? What's the difference where my sefek happened? Bottom line now, I made the shi'ita on the animal. I don't know if the animal had haskat isur. Yes. I don't know if this Shemitah was good. What do I care if the Safek is in the animal itself, like we had yesterday's case, where the Ze'ev took the Kilayot, or if it's in the knife? What's the difference? Bottom line, it puts the Safek back into the animal. That's the first question. I understand the Hiluk. It's easy to say Halukim, but you have to know why it's Mehalek. So he says, or Rishonim say, יש רשימים מפרשים שפגימת הסכין אינה פוסלת בהכרח את השחיטה. Because a safek in the knife doesn't mean for sure the animal was slaughtered incorrectly, because you could slaughter around the pigam. Let's say the pigam was at the end of the knife. Right? So therefore you can get around it. So if it's safek in the animal, it's in the animal. There's no way to get around the safek in the animal. But you can have a safek in the knife and still the animal is okay. Okay, that's a good answer then. So that's why Mashiach, when a guy has a hatitza on his body, you can't get around that. It's on his body, you never say fake if the tevilah was good or not. You can't say, well, you don't need the water to go on that part. No, you need the water to go on all the parts of the body. So therefore, when you have a safek on the guy's body in the mikveh, that's a problem. But safek of the knife is not such a ben safek. That is one answer. Okay. Basically, that's Chazal's answer. Now, according to this answer, by the way, we could say that Rav Chazda now retracted it from his original logic. The original logic of Rav Chazda was, you know why it's okay? The or is safek. The bone is vadai. I'm going to go with the vadai. Now you don't got to say any of that stuff anymore. A lot of you should even learn at this point Rav Chazda is saying, I'm not going to posel an animal based on the safek that I have with the knife. If the animal is slaughtered correctly, now I have a safek in the knife. The safek in the knife doesn't bother the safek of the knife for sure is pasul kodesh pasul going forward. That we're not arguing on. But I'm not going to posel an animal based on a knife. You don't have to say safek and vadai. You just say simple. That the shot is the knife safek does not bother the animal. That's the way that Ran learns. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara is going to ask another question. Gemara says metive. Shahat, an interesting case. Shahat at a vishit. You know this kanin the vishit, correct? The windpipe and the esophagus. So you slaughtered the vishit. Vishit is the esophagus. Now, we're talking about an off. By off, you only have to slaughter one of the two simani. By an animal, you have to slaughter two simani. By the off, you only have to slaughter one siman. So Ebra says, Shahat et a vishit. Know what happened? The kaneh, it got detached from its place. It's hanging, right? It's attached to the cheek or to the lesset, to a certain bone. What happened? You made shaita. Shaita was kashira. And then all of a sudden the other pipe got detached. Now, if that pipe would get detached before the shaita, the animals are terefa. But since it got detached after, what do I care? You slaughtered it already. As long as you got one of the pipes slaughtered, even though the other pipe got detached, it's okay. The kaneh is called the gargaret. So let's read again. Shahat tavishet. Ve'arkach nishmeta hagargaret. Kishira. However, if the reverse happened, nishmeta hagargaret. If it became detached first. Ve'arkach shahat tavishet pesula. Because the second it came detached, it's pesula. The office of terefa. You didn't slaughter it yet.
Oh, first
thing
I get it. Okay.
Came detached first. That's a problem. Okay. Continues. Shahat et. Here's the case we need to know about. He slaughtered the vishit. Then he said, "Tegargeret shemuta." The eno yodeya im kodem shaita neshmeta im lahar shaita neshmeta. Ze haya maaseh. Happened such a case. You didn't know when did it come off. Did it come off before or did it come off after? The amru. Kol safek b'shchita pasul. Rule. You have a safek b'shchita pasul. So the Gemara says, kol safek b'shchita. La'atu yemai. What's the kol safek coming to include? Lav la'atu yemai gavna. Must be coming to include our case, the knife case. Kol, not only when the safek is in the animal, but even when the safek is in the knife. Like our situation. La, no, that's not coming to include that case. It's coming to include that to yeah. Safek shaha, safek daras. Like we learned, the guy made the shechita, and you have a safek, maybe he stalled in the middle, right? We learned yesterday he has to go in one shot, he cannot stop in the middle. You have a safek.
Sabeksha od daras. Daras means he chopped it. Instead of cutting through it, he pierced it. He went through it like a guy cutting a guy's head off. Daras. He chopped it. Oh, no good. You have a sefek. Oh, sefek is going to be asur. So comes the Gemara and says, Umay shenahatam. Over there, you're telling me sefek shaha, sefek daras, problem. But sefek sakin, none of them. That's how you want to answer. That sefek and the sakin, no problem. But sefek shaha, sefek daras, yeah, problem. What's the difference? There you go. Hatam itchirida beri utab behema. Acha sakin itra'ai. Behema lutai. Like mentioned above. That's good. So he asked me a question over there. Oh, you say, he said a rule. Kol sefek bebehema, you have to be mahmir. Imagine kol sefek bebehema, you have to be mahmir. Must be coming to tell me, even we have a sefek in the animal, in the knife. No. Sefek shah, sefek daras. Okay. Who's that halacha like that? So Gemara is going to say like this. Vilcheta kebated rapuna b'shelo shiber ba'etzem. Number one. We're going to go like that, Rav Nat, to be mahmir, to say that the first animal is no good already, so long as he did not break bones after. It means we're taking Rav Nat partially. Rav Nat said, even if he broke wood, I'm sorry, chopped wood with this knife after the rest of the day, he still said, you got to assume it happened before. We're not going so far with Rav Nat. We're going to take Rav Nat in a case where you didn't chop wood, which is must be that Chazda held, even if you chopped wood the whole day, even if you didn't chop wood the whole day, still we're going to say the first animal is okay. Now, that was the other extreme, we have to say. So we're going to take Rav Hunah to a point. We're going to say, Rav Hunah, we're going to agree with you so long as you didn't chop wood. And we're going to take Rav Chazda that said the animal is okay only where you did chop wood. So we're not taking no opinion pure.
Why is it having an okay? Isn't it
No, we're not taking Rav Hunah fully, and we're not taking the Chazda fully. Rav Hunah held, even if you chopped wood with this knife the whole day, afterwards, you still have to assume that what it became pagum from before. We're not going that far. We're going to hold, if you chopped wood the whole day, we can assume it happened from the chopping of the wood, and therefore the first animal is okay. So we're not taking that Chazda out for, but we'll take that Chazda in a case where you didn't chop wood. We'll take that Vuna, I'm sorry. We'll take that Vuna to say that the first animal is no good where you didn't chop wood.
I would agree with that.
Sure, that goes even further. No, that Chazda holds, no. That Chazda holds, the first animal is always good.
Even if you didn't chop wood?
Yes, that's Rav Chazda. Rav Chazda is the polar opposite of Rav Chazda. Rav Chazda Shita is the Sefik and the Sakin. Doesn't I don't care what you did after. I don't care if you didn't chop any wood. So we're not going to take the Chazda. Rav Hunah was very mahmir. Well, that's the first. The animal you stole is no good. Even if you saw, if you chop wood, no. We're going to take Rav Hunah that the first animal is no good only when you didn't chop wood, and we're going to take the Chazda that says that the animal will be good only if you did chop wood the whole the rest of the day. So we're going to take that Chazda only in such a case. Basically, it's saying like this. We're going to make the Hiluk that the animal is good or not good, basically chop wood for the rest of the day after the Shaita. If he chopped wood, you can assume it was on the wood. If he didn't chop wood, no problem. You can assume that that happened before, therefore it's going to be good. Even though the Chazda and the Hunah, they argue in extreme cases. They say, we don't care what you do with the wood. Always you have to assume it's a problem. And if it's not, you never have to assume it's a problem. We're going to make the haluk in the wood. That's the end. Look at that sheet now. On the contrary, in the case of the ze'ev,
what's the difference?
No, because over there, we said, let's go slow. Rav Hunah was the rabbi that taught us that you have a hezkat isur. And you have a sefek now in the hazakah, you have to put it back on hezkat isur. In that case over there, why was he lenient to Rav Hunah? Rav Hunah was lenient over there because you had hezkat isur and it was slaughtered correctly. The sefek happened after the shechita. once already after you make the shechita, it's haskat heter. Now you want to bring it back to Yisud, you got to know that to bring it back to Yisud. Understand? It's all where you're holding. When did the sefek happen? Here, we have a sefek if it ever came out of haskat Yisud in the first place. But we don't even know if the knife was good at the time that you used it. Oh, we have a sefek if the shechita, but there you know the shechita was good. After the wolf came and took the kelayot and bit it, you don't know if the hole was there. Okay, that's a speck after. That's haskate shvita. That's not a problem. That's fine. Okay, beautiful. Halakha, good. So look at Rashi. Hilketak and Avuna. Rashi just gives us a personal note over here. The Haishinan the Or. Good. You have to suspect that it got nicked at the Or, at the skin. Ba'aliyadi Hayam Ase. Rashi says, happened to me. This case, I slaughtered the animal, we looked at the knife after, and it was pagum. Ve'horadi Rabbeinu Yaakov Rabbi Yakar ve'of the isur. Okay, it was a bird, it was a chicken, and the rabbis told me asur. Like the Gemara says over here, you have to assume that what? That it got nicked in the flesh, and then what's the problem? Now, the Gemara says, which what I spoke to you outside now, Michlal. Right. Must be that he's talking about over here that the animal is keshira, afal gab de lo shiber ba'atzim, even though you didn't bang wood or bones with it for the rest of the day. He owes his kasher regardless. Now, if you didn't do that, the Gemara is ela b'mai evgim. Then how did the knife become pagum? She said, according to Rav Hasda, he says, you don't suspect it was the or. Because he says, the first animal you slaughtered is kosher. And we're talking about a case of Hasda, even if you didn't break anything with it the rest of the day, so if the or doesn't do it, and you didn't bang anything like bones or something with it for the rest of the day, so how did it become pagum? That's a good answer. Ema be'etz, we saw that in Nashi. Ema de'mafrek, be'etzim de'mafreket evgi. Okay, the backbone. That means he slaughtered the simani, and then after he went a little further, and it hit the backbone. Okay, mafreket, the bone in the back, the skull. Now we hold, according to Rav Huna, it's too late. Which is, we hold already got pegum in the or. So therefore, I don't care what happens to the mafreket. The ready the shaita is no good. Look at Nashi. Read that one, Leo. Be'etzem mafreket. Le'achar.
Le'achar shechita shenagar be'etzem.
Hasabar. The neck bone.
Be'em mafreket. Be'em mafreket tertiv. Tishabed be'mafrektov.
Right, that she just brings out from Eliyahu Kohen. That when he fell back in his chair, Eliyahu Kohen, he broke his mafreket. Mafreket is he broke his neck. Okay. Now, look at how she says over here. V'tishabed be'mafrektov. Ve'lo svir alan kevateh. Good. We don't hold like nefchazda. Limitle lekula. Dahin negiad de etzem afreket lo pagmal sakin tfe me'or. Yeah, which means like this. Rashi says, you know why we don't go like this? Because the odds are the same between or and mafreket. Mafreket doesn't break the knife more than the or breaks the knife. So therefore, it's not like, oh, it wasn't the or, it was the mafreket. According to Rav Huna, both can happen. The same ability to break the knife. If we go like Rav Huna. Now look at the story here. Interesting halakha that comes out of this story over here. Hava Uvda. It was a story. Our case, guy slaughtered. But he slaughtered a lot of animals. The guy. He slaughtered a lot of animals. Let's say he slaughtered, I don't know, 10 animals. And after he finished the last animal, they looked at the knife, and they saw pagum. V'taraf Rav Yosef atlesar hevata. So Rav Yosef was matrif 13 animals that was slaughtered after it. Now that sounds like it's going like Rav Huna. Because you have to assume that it happened at the first animal. So once it happened at the first animal, so therefore, it was pagum already from the beginning. And therefore what? All the subsequent animals were no good. Keman ke Rav Huna. Va'afidu bekamaita. It's like Rav Huna, and even the first animal was no good. Gemara says, lo, who told you that? I can say ke Rav Hasda ulbar bekamaita. Maybe he's going like the Chazda, and he was matrif all the others besides the first one. According to the Chazda and Navuna, the only argument is on the first animal. After the first animal, everybody agrees the knife now is no good. So the Gemara just wants to know, when the rabbi of your said all 13 are no good, what was he talking about, all 13 are no good? So the rabbi said, all 13, including the first one, like Navuna. No, I get all 13 were no good besides the first one, according to the Chazda. Good? Oh, very good. Very good, very good. We're at least supposed to check it after each animal. He didn't. He didn't. Now you got to go walk, discuss what happens here. So continue the case. The Gemara says, really, I'll tell you the story. It's definitely like Rabuna. The Iker of Chazda, because this is big Hadush, the Gemara is saying now. It's like the Chazda, Mechdi, Mitla Talinan. Right, quoted Rav Chazda, you can assume the kula. I'll say it happened in the back, in the neck. That's what it got pasul. Who told you that it got pagum in the neck of the first animal? Dilma maybe it got broken in the last animal. Therefore, just like Rav Chazda's lenient in the first animal, he'll be lenient in all the 13 animals. And therefore, he'll only say that none of them are tarif. That means, from the fact that Rabbi Yosef was matrif all 13, according to this version, cannot be going like Rav Chazda. Because Rav Chazda is going to hold, you're all okay. Because you know when I'll say the knife became pasul? Yeah. On the neck of the 13th animal. That's not the first version. First version, it's Ulara. It became pagum after the first animal. So the question in the first version is the first animal good or not? But everybody agrees the subsequent animals are a problem. Second version says better. Second version says, just like that, because that was lenient to assume that it happened later in the animal, I can say it happened in the last animal. And then all 13 would be kasher. This is for you now, Siyahu. Rav Kahana Matzrich Bedikuta bin Kol Hada Behada. So he said, you have to check the knife after every shechita. Kiman, who would that be going like? Gemara says, Kiravuna. Must be it's going like Ravuna. Ul mifsal kamaita. What's the purpose to make sure? What would I need to check the knife after? I'm not slaughtering anymore, let's say. Why would I have to check the knife after? So I know what's the status of my first one. Which has to be according to Ravuna. Because according to Rav Chazda, no reason to check the knife. Because the first one, for sure, even if you find it's no good, the first one's okay. So from the fact that you tell me you have to check the knife after, that's a proof for Ravuna. Because the only reason why I would have to check the knife after is to know the status of the animal that I just slaughtered. Yes? And what I say is, no. I'll tell you, the reason why you have to check the knife after Shechita is so you can machshid the subsequent animals. Yeah, but you can do more. And we're going like the opinion, not the second opinion we just quoted. We're going like the first opinion that said that according to Rav Chazda, for sure the subsequent animals are going to be a problem. So therefore, I could say, you know why I have to check these second after this first shechita? Not for the first animal's for sure kosher, no matter what happens. First animal's kosher, I assume it happened at the neck. So why I have to check the knife now? You're going forward for the future animals. The Gemara says, now we have a law. The law is before you make shechita, you have to show the knife to the biggest hacham of the city, the biggest expert in the city. That's the halakha. You have to show it to the hacham. And he has to make a ruling. Now, according to Rav Chazda, if it's for future animals, so it's like a new shechita. So why does it say that the shochet could make the bidika? What do you mean the shochet? You should be taking it to the chief rabbi to make this to make the ruling again. So Gemara says, "Ed ehad ne'eman be'esudim." We have a rule. Oh, here we go to a subject. You trust what? What do you got to take it to a hakam? We have a general rule. One witness is ne'eman. In a court of Jewish law, when it comes to monetary cases, you need two witnesses. We know that. In a case of Jewish law to kill somebody, you need two witnesses. In a ceremony like a kiddushin or a yitin, you need two witnesses to make the ceremony hal. But other than that, one witness is enough. One witness is an iman to say that this is isur, that this is not kosher, that this is kasher. A lady is believed to say that she went to the mikveh. All these cases are edehad. So similarly over here, what do you need to go to the hacham to look at the knife? Or Gemara says you don't need to go to the hacham. Edehad ne'eman. The guy's a shohet himself. The shohet looks at the knife. He says the knife is good. He's believed. So wait. So then why initially do you have to go to the hacham? If you tell me edehad ne'eman be'isurim, just let the shohet check the knife. But the Israel halakha that says before you explore, you got to go take it to the hacham. Why? Why can't you just trust the ne'emanut of the shohet? Ha'amar Rabbi Yohanan amru la'arot sakin na'akam el bebnei kevodo shel hacham. New reason. You know why you got to show the hacham the knife before shohita? Not because you don't trust the shohet. It's kevod to the hacham. Big hacham in the city, you want to show him kevod before you're doing the slaughtering for that city? Go to the rabbi, please, we want your beracha, look at the knife, give us your blessings. Oh yes, the knife is very good. Hazak baruch. Not that he's better than the shohet. You believe the shohet also. It's a kavod issue. If it's a kavod issue, once you gave him kavod the first time around, now that you go to the slaughterhouse and you slaughter an animal, we don't got to go every time back to the hacham anyway. You gave him the kavod already. So the subsequent checkings, you can check it yourself. And you believe because of the rule of edehad ne'eman b'surim. And who this must be going like? Ravuna. Because why would you have to check the knife after? It's only to know the status of the animal that you just previously slaughtered. But if you're going to tell me it's got to do with I'm speaking that now. If you're going to tell me some chazah, what do I care what's about that? The first animal is kosher regardless. No. You know why you have to check it according to the chazah? For the subsequent animals. Wait. Subsequent animals? Then you should take it to the hakam. No. You don't got to take it to the hakam. The first time you take it to the hakam for kavod. The next subsequent times, edehad ne'eman, b'surim, therefore can even be going like a chazda. That the reason why you check the knife the second time is for the future animals, and the reason why he's believed to check the knife because he's edehad ne'eman, and the reason why you don't have to take it to the hakam again because you took it to the hakam already initially. Are we good? Okay, one that we have to read and we're stopping here. Look at Rashi, edehad ne'eman b'surim, right before they get wide. It's important Rashi to have there. Here the Haneman Besudin. Dechog Yahid v'Yahid he'eminato Torah. Every individual, the Torah believes him. V'zabarta mebecharecha o mesonecha v'shahat et ben abakar v'achri kohanim al yado. Exactly. The kohanim, they eat from the shahita. A regular guy comes to the bed and says, make shahita, they give the kohen the meat. Who are you? What are you? Ella, what do we say? Here the Haneman, he's the man to say that everything was okay. Every time somebody makes sure, you have to have two witnesses, you have to have too much kelim standing over there. No, as long as the guy, you know, the guy knows Hilchot Shaita, like we learned. You know, the guy's a legitimate guy. Finished. He comes and offers the meat to the Kohanim. He says, what did you do? Maybe it was Shehiya, maybe it was Dirishah. He's Ne'eman to say, it's okay. That's the source of Edehad Ne'eman Besudim. One of the sources. The Kohanim are able to eat in the Beit HaMikdash without question. Mashenkim, when it comes to other Edim, then you need two. In Beit Din of Mamon and Erva, the Torah only says two witnesses by Mamon. But we have a Gezerah Sheva Davar Davar. Davar Davar, and they teach me not only by Mamon, my money, but also by Erva, by other cases as well. Rashi just points out above that even though we answered this statement according to the Chazda just now, but the Gemara is pushing. Really, the Halachas like Ravuna, like we learned. The Gemara answered according to the Chazda just to give us the options, but not that it really wants to say the Halachas like Ravuna. Halachas would be like Ravuna, that what? That the first animal is indeed no good, because you have to assume that maybe it got nicked at the initial or. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.